It ain't easy being Brussels, the broker and bodyguard of the beleaguered Iran nuclear deal that Donald Trump wants dead. On one side, the U.S. says it will sue European Union companies if they do business in Iran. And now Iran says it may restart nuclear activities if they don't. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt suggests to Tehran it's not a good idea to abandon the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA.
We urge the Iranians to think very long and hard before they break that deal. It is in no one's interest. It is certainly not in their interest, because the moment they go nuclear, their neighbors will as well.
Standing by Hunt's side in London Wednesday was U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, one of the biggest advocates of the U.S. quitting the deal, now also criticizing the EU governments, Britain, France, and Germany, who've stayed in it.
And I am confident that as we watch Iran's activity, that the United Kingdom and our European partners will move forward together to ensure that Iran has no pathway for a nuclear weapons system.
But for Iran, the problem has been a blocked pathway for reviving its economy, something promised in exchange for complying with the JCPOA. Elie Garanmaya, with the European Council on Foreign Relations, says Tehran got tired of waiting for its reward.
They're trying a new tactic, which is this pressure escalation or warning shot while not violating the deal in a significant way, and hoping that at a minimum, I think that the Europeans can do is operationalize the INSTEX mechanism.
This INSTEX mechanism is a financial trading tool designed to allow European companies to exchange funds with Iranian entities without coming under U.S. sanctions. It's way behind schedule in getting off the ground. Garanmaya says activating INSTEX may be the kind of action that would prevent the Iranian government from escalating 60 days from now.
I think this is doable. It requires an acceleration of work, but in the next 2 months, you could foreseeably see a handful of transactions go through INSTEX. We're not talking about millions and millions, but at least for Iran to say, look, finally, this mechanism is operational.
But those transactions are unlikely to be enough of a boost for the Iranian economy, which depends above all on the oil exports the U.S. put back under unilateral sanctions when it left the deal a year ago. A few exceptions were allowed temporarily, but closed off finally this month. John Wolfstahl, a non-proliferation expert who served in the Obama administration, says this crisis could and should have been avoided.
The Iran nuclear deal was working. Iran was complying with its terms. The Europeans were implementing and the U.S. was implementing. We're in this situation because Donald Trump has decided he doesn't like deals that were negotiated by Barack Obama and doesn't have a solution for how to get to a better deal, but is now going to squeeze the Iranian regime as much as he can and put the Europeans in the middle.
But Wolfstahl says the tactic is backfiring on Washington.
I think there's a lot of sympathy for Iran right now. And I think there are some European countries, because of the lack of goodwill left with the United States, are going to openly side with Iran, which is not a situation the United States wants to be in.
You're unlikely to see any dramatic move coming out of Brussels in the short term. A senior EU official speaking on condition of anonymity said the bloc doesn't change policy based on announcements. There is an exception to that, though. If the International Atomic Energy Agency's regular inspection report in a couple of weeks shows Iran has breached the JCPOA, the official says, then we would react. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.